very good day to you. It's nice to be back. It's the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kilohertz, 48 meter band, on FM on 96.6 megahertz in stereo, and on 1521 kilohertz AM. This, by the way, is free radio show number 49. It's hard to believe we're almost reaching our 50th edition of the program. Anyway, yours truly, Kieran Murray, with you for the next 60 minutes or so with a very special edition of the free radio show, and we'll have a special guest on today's program as well, so stand by for that. But getting us underway, this is Madonna.
¿Cómo puedes olvidar? Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Just like I'd never gone, I knew the song. Young girl with eyes like
there she goes. I've just switched off my microphone there. There she goes, the lovely Miss Madonna, La Isla Bonita. That's currently doing very, very well in the top 40 at the moment. Kieran Murray with you on the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band. We're also on FM on 96.6 megahertz. And of course on medium wave on 1521 kilohertz. It's nice to be back. It certainly is nice to be back. As I said to you, we've got a special edition of our program lined up today. We don't have any 5 minutes of jingles. And and we don't have a radio feature. Instead, what we're going to bring you on today's program is an extended mailbag, because we got so many letters over the past couple of weeks that we're going to feature your letters today in their entirety. As well as that, we're also going to have a special interview with a special guest, and a special guest on today's program is going to be none other than Heady Eddie of Boyneside Radio. And Eddie is going to be telling you all about what happened on that fateful Wednesday afternoon, the 15th of April 1987, when the studios of Boyneside Radio in Drogheda were raided, and he was actually on the air at the time. I was there as well, and we'll both be having a chat about that. Also on today's program, we've got quite a lot of free radio news to bring you, the free radio show and news desk coming up on today's program as well, an extended edition also of our news desk. So all in all, we've got an action-packed program lined up. I hope you stay with us and keep us company.
Have you been getting it lately? If not, then you should contact Anorak's UK for everything to do with free radio. The weekly report with news and happenings from free radio stations round the world. A full selection of magazines, records, posters, photographs, books, jingles, t-shirts, videos. Everything to do with free radio. If you've never Anorak'd before, this is your chance to try. Just send a stamped addressed envelope or an international reply coupon to Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That's Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. So, for further information, schrijf naar Anorak's UK, Postbus 539 in Blackpool, England. And we can all Anorak together.
Radio Rainbow International.
Right, welcome back to the program, and it's time now to take a look at our mailbag for this week. Quite a lot of letters and QSL reception reports, which we have replied to, but we say hello to you anyway. And before we actually go into our batch of letters on today's program, let me remind you that if you would like to send us a reception report, if you'd like to write to us with any free radio news, you're more than welcome to do so. Our mailing address here, it's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore. Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E. Moneymore, Drogheda. Drogheda spelled D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A, Drogheda in Ireland. Now, our first batch of listeners' letters on today's program comes from a gentleman who lives in not far from Paris, in fact. He's about 1 kilometre from the Belgian border, which I suppose is quite a distance anyway. His name is Monsieur Thoriant, and his address is P.O. Box 16, V. Clunday, 59690 in France. And he sends us a reception report for the 22nd of March 1987. And he listened from 1100 hours to 1143, 6240 kilohertz, the frequency, and the program English language. And he says, I left you wishing all the staff at your station my best 73s and good transmissions for the future. Monsieur Lorient Thoriant. I hope I have that right. Anyway, greetings going out to you. He sends us a QSL, by the way, or rather a SINPO code of 4444. That's quite good indeed. I think that's possibly one of the highest SINPOs we've received in quite some time. Now, moving on to our next letter. Our next letter is addressed to Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth, Ireland. And it says, reception report. I received Radio Rainbow International on Sunday, March 29th, 1987, with the transmission on 6240 kilocycles in the 48-metre band. Time of reception was 1140 UTC to 1202 UTC. The programme was in the English language. Now, the signal strength was good. There was moderate interferences from CW and moderate QRN noises. The propagation disturbances were also moderate, so that is why I say it was a fair overall merit. The modulation was quite good. Now, the gentleman concerned is Klaus Weber, and Klaus lives in Senfielder Straße, DDR 4900 Zietz in the German Democratic Republic, and his SINPO is 4333, and his receiver is an all-band portable type VEF206, and his aerial is a 15-meter vertical aerial over Collins. His location is Zietz, as I mentioned there. The details of the program, he heard Radio Rainbow International being mentioned on medium wave, on shortwave and FM. And then he says, I can't give you more details. My English is not very good. Please send me this reception report with your QSL card or another verification. As a kind reply of postage, I send you some new stamps from the GDR. IRCs are foreign currencies I can't get in the GDR. Hope on your answer. Thank you very much. Good luck and good transmitting from Klaus Weber. So many thanks to you writing, Klaus. We've replied to you in the past 2 weeks or so, so you should have your reply by now. Now we move on to another letter. This time it comes from John Thompson of 291 Beechings Way, Raynham, Kent, in England. And John says, I'm writing to report reception of Radio Rainbow. Unfortunately, I normally have to work on a Sunday, so I very rarely get the chance to listen on the 48-meter band free radio band. I've enclosed a reception report, which I hope will be of interest to you. A QSL card would be appreciated, or a letter of confirmation, as any fact sheet you might have on Radio Rainbow would be appreciated also. John says that his receiver is a Trio R2000 and his aerial is a 6 MHz window, I think it is window tuned by a homemade ATU. He says, I build a lot of my own equipment, mainly from components salvaged from old radios, music centres, etc. It's very satisfying making something out of nothing. I know exactly what it's like. Eddie knows about that all the time, doesn't he? Seriously though, going back to your letter, John says, I have a standby receiver. It's a Trio R300 and it performs well on shortwave, but the medium wave is pretty duff. Always has been. Gotta go now. Look forward to hearing from you. John Thompson's reception report for Radio Rainbow. He heard us on the 5th of the 4th, 1987, at 10:55 hours GMT on 6240 kHz. He gave us a reception report of what programs he heard and gives us a SINPO of 3333, which is not bad indeed. So many thanks to you, John Thompson, there from 291 Beechings Way, Raynham in Kent, for writing to us here at Radio Rainbow. Another reception report now. This one comes from Ralph. Now, I'm just trying to see if I can get Ralph's full name. Yes, Ralph Rossum. Now, Ralph lives in Peaksauer, DDR 1055 Berlin. So he listened to us in Berlin. He gives us a reception report for what date was it now? Let me just quickly check the details here. Yes, the 5th of April 1987. The time was 10:15 UTC. The frequency 6240 kHz. And the SINPO for Berlin was 24332. Not bad indeed. Thanks to you, Ralph Rossen from DDR 1055 Berlin, for writing to us there. Your reply is in the post and you should have it by now. Now, we're going to take another reception report and another letter now in this particular batch. It comes from James Parker of 101 Sydney Street, Swansea in Wales, in South Wales. So, good afternoon to you, James. He says, Dear sirs, it's my pleasure to report reception of Radio Rainbow broadcasting to ERA, Britain, on 1521 kHz medium wave. I heard your station in Swansea on the 5th of April 1987 at 1110 hours to 1140 hours GMT. My receiver is a domestic communication set made by Trio, model number R1000. The aerial is an indoor medium wave loop antenna, 7 turns with inductive turn. Reception of your station was good to fair. Signal strength was good with little interference but moderate noise and moderately frequent but shallow fadeouts. And the SINPO he gives us for Swansea for medium wave is 44343, which is quite good. To prove I actually listened to your station, here are some details of the program heard. And he goes on to give details which are correct. And James ends off his letter by saying there was a little interference from other radio stations, but transmission suffered from some atmospheric noise. Despite this, your station is the strongest signal of any medium wave Irish station I've heard here in Swansea. That's not bad. He says, I hope this report gives you some indication of how your station can be heard in South Wales. And he says he encloses one IRC to cover return postage. He's been interested in Irish free radio stations for nearly 12 years now, and he has 36 verification cards from various Irish medium wave radio stations. He says, I hope I can soon add your verification to my collection. Thanking you very much for your time and for anything sent. Look forward to hearing from you, James Parker. And many thanks to you, James, for writing to us. James, of course, as I mentioned there, lives in 101 Sydney Street, Swansea, South Wales in the United Kingdom. Now, we'll be going back to more listeners' letters. We're taking a break from music now. Back to more listeners' letters after this. And this being a great record that we predict is going to be a big, big smash. It's Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams. Record we're predicting is going to be a big, big smash. No doubt about it. Shattered Dreams there from a group called Johnny Hates Jazz. It's the free radio show, and you're in tune with Radio Rainbow International. We're broadcasting on the AM band on 1521 kHz, on the FM band on 96.6 MHz, and of course on usual, on shortwave, right across Europe on 6240 kHz. And hope you're enjoying the show and enjoying the music. A reminder, by the way, that we're putting out 1 kW on our medium wave transmitter, 1521. FM transmitter is serving the local area, Northeast Ireland, and a shortwave transmitter is currently putting out 400 watts of power right across Europe. And if you want to write to us here, I'll give you the address once again. It's Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, in Ireland. And a reminder that coming up a little later on in our program, in fact in a matter of moments, we'll be joining our special guest on today's program, Hedy Eddy, who's going to be telling us all about the raid on Boyneside Radio. Now we'll take a look at our listeners' letters, our second batch of listeners' letters today, quite a lot to get through. This one comes from Frank Hunger of Kurt Komerstrasse, Ober Wiesenthal in the German Democratic Republic, and he says, "Dear friends, I'm glad that I could get your station again because my first report from 1986 November, I didn't get any QSL. Apologies about that, Frank." He says, "So I hope my report will reach you now. From 9:55 to 1100 hours GMT, I heard your station on 6240 kHz, which gives no announcement. Only at 1100 hours, I had bad reception here. The program was a wonderful oldies show. Is it possible that your station was transmitting via radio?" Well, it was. It was indeed. Yeah, I can verify that. The date was March 29th, 1987. The time 11:04 to 11:38. The frequency 6240 kHz. Some technical remarks. He says, "I had middle signal strength with easy interference by crossmod and minor frequency mirror frequencies of the 41 meter band, some middle jamming and fading as well. His receiver is a Selena receiver. It's a Selena 205, single super portable, 17 transistors with 5 shortwave bands." And he gives details of the program that he heard, which we can verify was correct. And his letter ends off by saying, "I hope my report is correct, then please send me your QSL. I'm on the air every Sunday and hope I'll hear you again. 73s and all the best to your team from Frank Hunger." That's Frank Hunger there of Ober Wiesenthal in the German Democratic Republic, G312 GDR. So thanks to you, Frank, for writing. Your reply is in the post this week. Now, a nice computer-typed letter this time. It says, "Dear Kieran Murray, just a short letter to thank you for the relays of Cosmos radio tape, which I sent last December, and I'm told that the staff at Cosmos Radio received letters from Belgium, Scotland, Cornwall, Birmingham, and elsewhere as a result of our relay, so that's good news there. Radio Rainbow still gives out one of the strongest signals for a free radio station on shortwave. Radio Westside is probably the second most all strongest received. He says, here in Nottingham, Cosmos Radio continues to broadcast every Tuesday evening between 8 and 9 p.m. on 97.5 MHz FM. They've recently done stereo test transmissions. During one program in late January, the transmitter caught fire while on the air, and subsequently they had to shut down early. I'm not surprised. The following Tuesday, they returned using an emergency transmitter, which was reduced in power. However, by March 31st, they were back to full power, but in mono. DJs, as always, are Steve Stylus, Mike Megahertz. There are no other DJs on the station, except occasionally Barry Battery, I like it, who pops into the studio. Its mailing address is P.O. Box 765, The Nottingham Recorder, 106 to 116 Front Street, Arnold, Nottingham. And he says, many thanks, keep up the good work. That letter comes from John Hinkling, so many thanks to you, John, for writing and for that information. Our next deception report now is a two-page letter, and it comes from Ulrich Hemminghaus, and he lives in Odestrasse, Miel, in West Germany, and he uses a portable receiver. It's a Grundig RR350 telescope antenna, and the date he heard us was the 22nd of the 3rd, 87, the time 1204 to 1302 hours, the frequency 6240 kHz, and he gives us a reception SINPO of 34343, and he says he heard free radio show number 45. And he goes out to say he heard listeners' letters and so forth. A very interesting letter indeed. I won't read it out all on the air in its entirety, but I must say, Ulrich, you certainly sent an incredibly interesting letter and some nice comments made about Radio Rainbow and indeed about Ireland as well. So he says, for your effort to send me a QSL verification, I've enclosed a small present for you, a sticker and a picture. Hope you like it. And he's enclosing two Irish stamps as well. Goodbye, 55s, 73s, and free radio forever. Best wishes going out to you, Ulrich Hemminghaus of Oberstrasse in Miel in Germany. D4520 Miel in West Germany. Thank you indeed for writing. Very interesting and very nice letter indeed there. It's always nice to get interesting letters as well as the reception reports. Now we move on to another letter, another one from West Germany. This time it's from Grukel, Hans Joachim Grukel, and he lives in August Thummlerstrasse D292890 Northern Ham in West Germany, and he says, dear sir, my hobby is listening to remote shortwave stations. I was very pleased to hear your station on the air. My receiver is a communications receiver. He's using a long wire. The date was the 5th of the 4th, 86, the time 1130 to 1200 hours. The frequency 6240 kHz, and the SINPO for West Germany was 4333, not bad. He says he heard Radio 257 being relayed, the top 40 show, and he goes on to say, I heard you talk about frequencies and address for free radio stations. So thank you indeed, Hans Joachim Grukel there, for writing to us. Now our final letter in our extended mailbag on today's free radio show comes from Jörg Clemens Offman, and he lives in Friedestrasse in Gießen, in the Federal Republic of Germany, D6300. So, good afternoon to you. His date was the 5th of April 1987 for his reception report, the time 1150 to 1206, the frequency 6240 kHz, and the rating 344433. Technical remarks, he says, excellent modulation, no interference by other stations on the channel. The program details, he heard free radio show number 47 with Kian Murray. He spells my name K-I-A-N, not bad I suppose. A receiver he uses, FRG7, Yaesu, which is quite a popular receiver indeed. The antenna used is a 10-meter long wire internal antenna. And the location, the city of Gießen, which is 50 kilometers north of Frankfurt. And he got quite a good high rating there in the SINPO code. I think our reception must have been very, very good on that particular date. Anyway, he says, hello everybody on Radio Rainbow. It's quite a long time ago since I've written to you for the last time, although I'm listening to your station regularly because the signal is rather good most of the time and your programs are very much to my taste too. He says, maybe you can give me some advice on how to get in contact with Irish free radio stations, so forth. He says, enclosed is a letter, please find a cassette in which you could please record me some jingles and IDs from Irish stations. That we have done, and you should have your tape by now. So once again, many thanks to Jörg Clemens Offman of Friedestrasse D6300 Gießen in the Federal Republic of Germany for your letter. Now before we go into our commercial break here, I want to remind you about our mailing address if you want to write to us here. It's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, in Ireland. And we'll be having our special guests very shortly.
Hi, this is Bob Gallico, and once again I'm delighted to tell you about Anorak UK. So I'll get right to it, because the sooner I finish, the sooner they unlock the door and let me out of here. The Anorak UK weekly report and cuttings. Anybody in the free radio who doesn't subscribe is missing the half of it, and more. The four-page booklet of news, information, logs, etc. covers events of the previous 7 days in the free radio world, plus at least one sheet of newspaper cuttings with all the stories out of the week's press. For subscription rates, a simple SAE to Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England, will suffice. Among the many items on offer from Anorak's, make special note of the medium wave frame loop aerial, without which no serious radio listener should be without. Simple to operate and opens up a whole new world of medium wave listening. £28 sterling, including PNP, or send for details on how to build one yourself. Anorak's UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio. Radio Rainbow International.
Right, welcome back after the break there. Now, the 15th of April was a very momentous day for all the staff at Boyneside Radio. And with us, a special guest on our free radio show today is Hedy Eddy. Hedy was actually on the air at the time when it happened. Do you want to tell us what happened?
Yes, well, sadly, I just had started my program just after 2 o'clock on that day, on Wednesday, the 15th of April, gone by. And when somebody informed me there was about six members of the Gardaí, the Irish police, and some officials downstairs. Now, at this particular stage, I didn't exactly know what was going on. We weren't expecting a raid, because we were in touch with the department, and the last thing we were expecting was actually a raid. Maybe a phone call we were expecting to say that there was some problem, or maybe not some problem. But lo and behold, anyway, the officials came in, assisted by the Irish police, and told us they were confiscating our equipment to cease broadcasting and never to commence broadcasting again.
Now, the fact that you were on the air, of course, had absolutely nothing got to do with that, Eddie, had it?
Oh, not particularly, no. Contrary to public opinion, no, I think not. So, funny enough, I was in a raid before in Dundalk years ago, and I happened to be on the air as well, just starting my programme. Maybe it's coincidental, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was actually getting a free radio programme together, actually show number 49, which never materialised, and as it turned out, actually, the tape of the programme, plus our 5 minutes of jingles and everything, was taken that particular day. But anyway, just to get back to what actually happened, they came into the reception area first off of Boyneside, and wanted to speak to somebody in charge, then came up to the studio, walked straight past me and over to you, Eddie. What did they say to you?
They said, we are closing you down. We've got a warrant to close Boyneside Radio down. And they asked me to switch off the transmitter, which I did. And they said, switch off other transmitters or other link transmitters out at various sites and all that.
Mm-hmm. I think they stressed FM transmitters, didn't they?
Yes. No mention of medium wave. I think somebody mentioned, what about the medium wave, and they just didn't answer at all. They said nothing. Well, they couldn't really tell you to leave it on anyway. That would be sort of more or less telling you it's a broadcast. So they just ignore that. Just said switch off all FM transmitters and never broadcast again.
Right, so out came the cutters and snip, snip, snip. They remembered to pull out the mains plug, I presume, beforehand, did they?
Oh, yes. They pulled out all the plugs, cut all the wires, removed all the equipment, and they removed from the main studio a HH 12-channel mixer, 3 JVC tape decks, a Sony auto-reverse machine, and a Sony tuner, and 2 Technics quartz block decks, turntables.
Right. So after that then, they checked the band, obviously, to see if there was any interference, and they claimed there was no interference after that.
Yes, they said when we closed down our transmitter that the band was clear, there was no interference. They claimed this anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, we did our own little research, of course, before the raid, didn't we?
Oh, yes. The previous night, we got a band scanner and checked all the Garda frequencies, emergency frequencies. We found there was absolutely nothing at all, no sprogs or images from our transmissions on these bands.
Right. So after that, then they took away all the equipment. That was approximately, I think it was 3 o'clock, wasn't it? So between 3 o'clock and seven, we were working very, very hard behind the scenes. Or rather, you, Eddie, were working. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, not particularly all that hard. I mean, we went to the Garda station to find out what the restrictions on us were. So we were there for about 2 hours, and then we eventually, anyway, decided about around about 5:30 or so to go back on the air, and we were back on the air just shortly after seven.
Now, the strange thing about it was that most people in our immediate listening area, the Drogheda area, were totally unaware of what had happened because we were on so quick after the raid.
Yeah, I think they just saw it as a normal breakdown because there was no mention of it. The station went off the air rather abruptly and that was it. So there was no closed down as such. The record faded out and transmitters were switched off. It came back on the air around about 7:30. I think the paper, the headlines in the local newspaper told the story the next day.
Right. And of course we had a couple of interesting locations. It was back to the old days from a couple of locations beforehand, wasn't it?
Yes, we actually came back on broadcasting actually from the Radio Rainbow studios that evening and for the whole of the next day. And the following evening we shifted then closer to back to Drogheda, back to about 2.5 miles from our original location, which we were there for another week, and then we shifted back into our studios again.
Great. So what about the situation now? Will there be raids in the future? Are we the first on the list?
Well, we were told we were by the head official, by Dr. Brian McArdle, who happens to be the head of complaints in the Department of Communications. There's only six people, I think, working in that division altogether. He is head of those six people, and he informed us that, in these words, the first of a list.
Now, of course, our Dublin transmitter will be back on the air very shortly as well for our listeners in the Dublin area.
Yeah, people think that the Dublin transmitter is off because of the raid, which is just totally wrong. The Dublin transmitter is off just coincidentally. The site in Dublin, we had to shift site because somebody close to the site or perhaps living on the site bought a video and suffered some interference. As a result, we had to shift the FM transmitter. Just so happened, happened at the same time.
But the Dublin transmitter will be back.
Oh, it's there. There's a new location, and it will be back, I'd say, within a fortnight.
Right. So just to recap, in the Drogheda area itself, we're just down two frequencies, isn't that right? 99 and 100.1.
Yes, we're just taking things easy, just in case there was a second raid. We're just on more or less minimum equipment at the moment. But I reckon by the end of next week, we should be back on all full power. Well, we are on full power, but I reckon all transmitters and all proper studio gear reinstalled and everything else.
And of course, new link equipment as well.
Yes, UHF link, which is something which it's an ill wind that blows no good because we're now using sophisticated equipment and our stereo separation is better and people have noticed. It's as we said, an ill wind that blows no good.
Right, Eddie, thanks for coming on to the Free Radio Show today on Radio Rainbow.
Thank you, Kieran.
And thanks once again to Heady Eddie there from Boyneside Radio for coming on to the Free Radio Show today here on Radio Rainbow International. This is Free Radio Show number 49, and this is the record that we were playing quite a lot of way back then. Nothing's going to stop us now. From Starship.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hands in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart.
Whatever it takes is what I'm gonna do.
Played record on Boyneside Radio about 4 weeks ago or thereabouts, just after the raid. Welcome back, you're in tune with Radio Rainbow International on AM 1521 kHz, FM 96.6 MHz in stereo locally, and of course on the shortwave band on 6240 kHz.
The best free radio merchandise comes to you from Anorak UK. All you'll ever need, you will find. We've got the lot, so don't be shy, send off right away.
Anoraks everywhere, this one's for you. We've got the best selection of free radio merchandise anywhere. We've got magazines, disky full type records, stickers to stick wherever you like, posters in multifarious colours, groovy medium wave loop frame aerials to let you hear your favourite stations with perfect clarity, contacts galore, and of course the world-renowned weekly report to keep you up to date on what's happening in the world of free radio. Don't be an old poop. Get in touch today and find out more. Write to Anoraks UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anoraks UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, in England. And Anorak along with us. Now you've heard what we can do. Get into touch with Anoraks UK.
And that's all.
Radio Rainbow International.
Thank you very much, Tony, and welcome back. We have an extended news desk today, quite a lot of news to bring you on our free radio program today, so without any further ado, we'll go into our news. Now, I want to remind you first off about our mailing address. If you want to write to us, send in any free radio information from your area. The address, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, Ireland. That's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. In we go now to our free radio news for today. We're going to look at the Dublin free radio scene, then we're going to look around at some of the free radio news happening around the country, and then we move over to Britain and Europe. We'll begin first off with the news about ourselves, in fact, that Radio Rainbow International has placed third in two sections in a vote by the readers of PIN magazine. Now, PIN magazine is produced and printed in West Germany, and in the section for Best DX Programme, number one was the Free Radio Service Holland, number two was Radio East Coast Commercial, and number three, Radio Rainbow International. Many thanks to all the readers of PIN magazine for voting us the third best station there. Now, in the section for Best Foreign Free Radio Station, number one was the Free Radio Service Holland, number two was FMTR, and number three, Radio Rainbow International. Our thanks indeed to all concerned there. Now, Dublin station LLCR, that's Liberty's local community radio, have opened up an additional frequency. From Tuesday the 28th of April, LLCR could be heard on 87.7 MHz in stereo. Now, this is in addition to 104 MHz and 104.3 MHz FM and 1035 kHz AM. The new additional frequency of 87.7 MHz is outside the normal broadcasting band of 88 to 108 MHz, and this is likely to attract the attention of the Irish Department of Communications. Also, Dublin's taxis use 85 to 87 MHz, and they are likely, we're told, to experience some interference, so a word of caution there to LLCR in Dublin. Now, Phoenix Radio, 107 MHz FM in stereo from South Dublin, broadcast their listeners' all-time top 107 records. This was broadcast on Easter Monday, the 20th of April. Radio Diamond, Dublin FM station on 99.1 MHz and 106.1 MHz, has left the airwaves. The station went off the air on Thursday the 16th of April. It's understood that they went off the air as a precaution after the Boyneside radio raid. More news from the Dublin FM scene now. Treble TR have opened an additional FM frequency of 99.1 MHz. This is the frequency that was vacated by Radio Diamond when they closed down recently. The other frequencies for Treble TR are 99.5 MHz stereo and 945 kHz AM. On Saturday the 2nd of May, Treble TR opened an additional FAM outlet of 891 kHz. Power is about 500 watts, we're told, and this is in addition to their other AM frequency of 945 kHz. All is not well at Dublin station Energy 103. The trouble began on Monday the 4th of May with the non-appearance of Gareth O'Callaghan for the breakfast show. Also, there was no news service from the station at all that day. Upon further investigation, we discovered that Gareth had walked out of the station in a dispute with management. He is now presently in the United States of America. Tony McKenzie, we're told, also left his position at Energy 103, and Colm Hayes has also departed. It's not known the reason for his sudden departure. Now, for more news, how have we got here? Yes. Telstar Radio in Dundalk have opened a new additional AM frequency of 1170 kHz. Reception and quality is very good. The usual FM frequency and AM frequency of 1197 kHz is on as usual. So that's the news there regarding the Irish free radio scene. Now, we've got one or two news items to bring you now regarding Radio Nova. Yes, you thought Radio Nova Dublin had gone. Well, it's still in the news. And we're quoting now from the Now Radio newsletter, edition number 24. And the article says, Union says strike goes on at Nova. The 18-month strike by journalists at Dublin's Radio Nova is to continue, even though the station has shut down. The National Union of Journalists Ireland decided to continue campaigning to reinstate staff when Tony McKenzie's Energy 103 took to the air. The NUJ says it has evidence that the station is, in fact, run by the old Nova company. It claims that the station is headed by former Radio Caroline, RNI and Luxembourg DJ and engineer Chris Carey, who previously set up Radio Nova and made it into the most successful commercial stations in Ireland. The NUJ claim is denied by Energy. The union and Chris Carey clashed in October 1985 and a strike began, though the company had dropped all the union's members at the time. Energy 103's Breakfast Show with Gareth O'Callaghan, we're told, is currently Dublin's most popular programme on commercial radio. But as we all know by now, Gareth has mysteriously left the airwaves of Energy 103 and is now presently in the United States. Now, we're a little bit late with this news, but I'll give it to you anyway. Radio London DJ Tony Blackburn played an outrageous April Fool joke by telling his BBC Radio London listeners to call 01-353-8111 if they wanted to obtain some new car stickers and photographs that he had just received from the printers. A rather irate Paul Donovan was faced with answering hundreds of calls from people who didn't realise that Tony had given the call-in number to LBC Radio right in the middle of the Brian Hayes show, which was at that time coming live from the Ideal Homes exhibition. No doubt about it, a very good April Fool joke, no doubt about that. Now we have more news for you. More free radio news, and we give that to you after this. This is Swing Out Sister and Twilight World. Kilohertz, FM 96.6 megahertz in stereo, and of course on shortwave 6240 kilohertz. You're listening to Radio Rainbow International. It's Kieran Murray with you on the Free Radio Show.
Free Radio News from from Ireland, Britain and Europe on the Free Radio Show News Desk.
And it's time for part two of our Free Radio News on the Free Radio Show today. We have an extended news desk today. An interesting article appeared in a recent edition of the Anorak's UK report, in fact dated the 26th of April, and it's actually taken from, and a cutting taken from the Today newspaper in Britain dated April 26th, and the headline is DJ's Mutiny Scuttles Pop Pirate Laser. And the story goes, disc jockeys aboard the pirate radio station Laser Hot Hits have staged a mutiny and locked themselves in their cabins. And Laser's future looked bleak last night when it went off the air after months of money rows and technical problems. Laser's ship, the 440-ton communicator, was still moored off the Essex coast yesterday while station bosses tried to quell the mutiny. But a spokesman said things are not going too well for us. We are on a low now, a low on fuel, and there are back wages to be paid. The station's all-American team of disc jockeys pulled the plug when they heard rumours that creditors would try to seize the ship. Laser has failed to win back the massive audience it built up just after its launch 2 years ago when the slick American format attracted a cult following. The government ordered a blockade on supplies reaching the ship and it was forced off the air. Laser slipped back to sea last December, but it has been unable to overcome a number of technical problems and advertisers have steered clear. That's the situation there regarding Laser, a newspaper cutting there from the Today newspaper in Britain dated April 26, 1987. Now, I'm grateful indeed to a Free Radio Show listener for sending me a copy of the Caroline Movement Thanet Branch, newsletter number 16. And the reason why I'm going to read this some extracts of this, because it's fairly interesting, there's a territorial sea bill which is currently before the House of Lords in Britain. And this new bill apparently plans to extend the present 3-mile limit to 12 miles and also a 12-mile fishing custom zone to 24 miles. Now, if this bill becomes law, it would mean that both Laser and Caroline would be forced to move further into open seas. And listeners in Britain are asked to write to your local MP, STP, Liberal Alliance, DTI, etc., and to show your opposition to the idea of this territorial sea bill becoming law. Now, just go to the details of it here. It says, if the territorial sea bill becomes law, it will bring in a 12-mile limit to the present 12-mile, bring in a 12-mile limit to the present 12-mile limit of fishing and customs. This would mean that our friends in the North Sea would have to move further out. In their present position, they enjoy a certain amount of protection from the elements as a result of the sandbanks around Knock Deep, but it would not be good for them if they had to move out further into open sea, and it would be idea to find out more about this bill and write to your MP about that. Now, Laser, spare a thought for our friends aboard the communicator at the moment. They're having real problems with the bad weather and are still waiting to get their aerial system sorted out too. Hopefully things will improve for them soon. In the meantime, lads and lasses, keep smiling and remember, people out here are thinking of you. And another item here, it's headed actually RBL on 91.6 megahertz in FM, and we're told that RBL, which broadcasts actually from the French land across over to Britain, they'll be starting Saturday evening programming very shortly, and test transmissions have already begun. Recently heard on RBL was Stuart Clark, the newsreader from Radio Caroline. That's the news there from the Caroline Movement Thanet Branch newsletter number 16, and many thanks indeed also to their secretary there, Jenny Knight, for sending us a copy of that. Now, a quick look at the clock. Yeah, we have time for more. I think we do indeed. No shortage of news on today's programme. Reggae Steady Go is the next heading. It's from the London Evening Standard. And it says here, the London pirate radio world is buzzing with an extraordinary story concerning Harleston-based heavy-duty reggae station Time FM. The station claimed that following a Department of Trade and Industry raid on their studio, officials stripped the premises bare of equipment and records and drove away in a van on the North Circular Road, hotly pursued in cars by Time FM disc jockeys. The DJs are then said to have forced the van off the road, removing all the gear before returning to Harleston to start broadcasting that same night. Good luck to you, lads, I'm delighted. The DTI admits that the station was raided last month and that equipment was confiscated. The rest of the story, well, it's a pure science fiction, says a spokesman. However, leading London pirate DJ Tim Westwood, who has strong links with Time, said this is a well-known established story on the street. Those DJs are wild, tough reggae guys with massive support in Harleston, and you don't mess with them. They certainly got some of their equipment back one way or another. We say good on you, lads. Delighted to hear that. Now, I think we'll have room for one more. Yes, Whitehall's Mandarins. This is actually a cutting taken from the Sunday Sport newspaper in Britain. And it says here, Whitehall's Mandarins have written to us accusing us of advertising on the pirate outfit Radio Laser because the stuffy IBA won't let us go on the box. They can't understand that the reason Laser DJs read our stories instead of other papers is because our stories are better, not because we pay for them. So says the Sunday Sport, dated March 29th, 1987. And I like the way they give a little cutout here. It says, to John Ketchell, Department of Trade and Industry, Room 106, Waterloo Bridge House, London, SE 180A. And it says, dear Mr. Ketchell, I'm a Sunday Sport reader. Why don't you believe that Radio Laser's disc jockeys read out the sports stories instead of other papers because they are more interesting and not because they're paid to do it? And it says here, Mr. Ketchell's phone number in the DTI. If you want to phone him, by the way, I'll give you his number now. It's a London number, 01275 3084. So if you want to phone Mr. Ketchell in the Department of Trade and Industry in Britain and ask them about the Sunday Sport and to tell them that the Laser disc jockeys just read the Sunday Sport because I think it's a good paper, the number once again for Mr. Ketchell is 01, it's a London number, 275 3084. Just thought I'd mention that, and I hope he gets quite a lot of telephone calls from listeners all around Europe. Now, we've just got time for one final item then before we go into our theme tune today. And this is going back now to the Irish radio scene. And in fact, a cutting from the Drogheda Local News, dated the 24th of the 4th, 1987. And the headline is, Bill to Raise Film Seizure in the Doyle. The seizure of a film belonging to local news photographer Terry Collins during the raid on Boyneside Radio in Drogheda last week is to be raised in the Doyle. Drogheda Labour TD Michael Bell announced that he will be submitting a number of parliamentary questions about the incident and said that he will be quizzing both the Minister for Communications and the Minister for Justice on the controversial events at the studios in Mill Lane. Deputy Bell also said that he will be holding a full interview over the next few days with a photographer to try and establish exactly what happened. The Labour TD said this week, from what he had heard about the incident, that he didn't think the local Gardaí were totally at fault. In fact, they had returned the film after 4 hours, helped to substantiate this. He would nevertheless like to know what exactly the power of the Department of Communications officials when they go with a search warrant to search a pirate radio station. As far as he was concerned, he doesn't think the officials have the power to give Gardaí orders, as happened during the Boyneside raid. Meanwhile, photographer Collins is being urged by the Irish National Union of Journalists to take legal action against the Department of Communications for seizing private property. And management at the local news has decided not to take the matter to a higher authority. The incident was highlighted in a number of stories in national newspapers last week. That is about it then for the Free Radio Show for our news desk. As I said, an extended news desk today because we have quite a lot of news to feature. Thanks also to our special guest, Hedy Eddy, for dropping into the studio today to tell us all about the Boyneside radio raid there last month. And the good news indeed to listeners of Boyneside Radio that it's back, bigger and better than ever, with brand new equipment, brand new studios and new link equipment. And of course, the Dublin transmitter on 105.5 should be returning to the air very, very shortly indeed. Radio Rainbow now will be carrying a number of relays for today, and a reminder that I'll be back with you next week, same time, same place in your dial. If you'd like to write to us, send us a reception report, give us some free radio news, or indeed make any comments on any of the articles we've featured today, you're more than welcome to do so. The address, it's Kieran Murray at the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. That's 151 Moneymore. Moneymore spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E. Moneymore, Drogheda in Ireland. Radio Rainbow International, AM 1521 kHz, FM 96.6 MHz in stereo, and of course shortwave 6240 kHz right across Europe. That's it from me, Kieran Murray, for the Free Radio Show for this week. Back again next week, same time, same place in your dial, with Free Radio Show number 50. Have a nice week now. Take care. And if you decide to ring the DTI in Britain, do let us know, won't you?